Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Extra Point Podcast. We're actually a day late this week. It's Wednesday, June 19th, and we're going to do something a little bit different today. Instead of breaking down a further part of the passage or getting a little more insight or application into a certain section of the text, we're actually just going to hear some stories of salvation from some of our other staff members. We talked this week about how recalling your testimony along with rehearsing gospel truth and how a lot of times those two work hand in hand is a great guard and protection for your heart and mind from spiritual currents that are anti-Christ that want to pull you away from the supremacy of Christ in your life. So with us today to just share with us their stories of salvation, we have a couple staff members. We've got Josiah South, Tanner Battles, Molly Wierick, and Jen Coleman. So Josiah, why don't you start us out? What is your salvation story?
I grew up in a family where being immersed in God's word and hearing the gospel was a normal occurrence. So my dad, being a pastor of the church we were at the time, we were pretty much at the church all the time, became our second home. It kind of helped we live in the parsonage at the time, but it really was our second home. But it was through the Holy Spirit's work on my heart and through constantly hearing the truth of the gospel over and over again, day in and day out, that I understood that I was a sinner and understood that I was in need of forgiveness. So God used, in the particular day that I actually gave my life to Christ, God used my older brother, Josh, to just break down the gospel into the way I can understand it and really just shared and encouraged with me what it means to have faith in Christ. And so in the church parsonage in Nissa, Oregon, I prayed and committed my life to Christ that day.
Awesome. Tanner?
I grew up in a Christian home. My family loved God and we went to church every week. And I was very young when I was saved. I was 6 years old. We were living up in Northeast Iowa and went to a church up there in Waterloo, Iowa. And I don't even remember what the message was about that Sunday, actually. I just know it was about the gospel in some regard because I do remember just feeling great Holy Spirit conviction. And so I went home and talked to my mom and said, hey, I want to be saved. I want to do what the pastor was talking about. How can I do that? I don't remember there being any sort of altar call or anything, so I don't think there was a chance for me to respond in service. So I went home and asked my mom, and just in our living room of our home there in Vinton, Iowa, my mom took me through all sorts of scriptures that talk about the gospel and laid out that I was a sinner that had sinned, was born in sin, and was under the wrath of God and was heading for eternal punishment, and I needed a savior. And so we walked through what Jesus, who Jesus was, what he did for me, and I knelt down and put my faith in Christ that day.
That's great. How about you, Molly?
Yes. So I grew up in a Christian home too. We grew up same thing, just going to church every Sunday. My mom and dad were very active in the church. And I was a little girl. I don't remember the exact date, but I know it was in first grade. And I just remember praying a prayer, like knowing that I wanted to be saved and I wanted Jesus as my savior. And so I remember praying a prayer at church, actually in Sunday school class. And so then continued just the rest of my life growing up in the church and following Jesus. But there was a specific time where I was going through just some life changes and some situations in my life where I began to kind of question my faith and wrestle with, like, is this my own? You know, because I was so young and just really, went through a time where I was really searching. And I remember a specific church service that I was in. I was in my early 20s. And I remember being in this church service and just the Holy Spirit just moving inside of me and having a moment where I surrendered to the Lord and said, God, I am all in from this day forward. I completely surrender my life to you. And I just felt like that was the first time that I really owned my faith and made it my own from that day forward.
So if you don't mind me asking, when is it that you consider to be your spiritual birthday? Was it when you were a kid, or was it at that point in your early 20s when you felt like, you know what, I am fully surrendered to Christ as supreme in my life?
I don't know. So that's one thing. So after your message on Sunday, that was one thing I really wrestled with is like, okay, I remember being a little girl and like, yes, I believe in Jesus and I follow Jesus and getting saved and praying that prayer of salvation and believing that he died on the cross and rose again. And like, I'm a sinner, like all of those things, like it connected with me, but it was also something that like our family just did, like, this is what we do. And what you wouldn't do it any different. So then when my parents walked away from the church, that was the point that I began to wrestle with, like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, was any of this real? Is this like what do I believe? Like, how do you just walk away from the church? And so that was when I went through a season of some sin and just really wrestling with what do I believe and why. And so that was a specific church service. We were at Cornerstone at the time. And I just remember I remember that day of just being flooded with emotions and the Holy Spirit, because I started really faithfully going back to church and just wanting to grow. And I responded that day of like, God, I'm all in. I give you my life. I surrender. I'm all in.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that story and being willing to be even so vulnerable, because I think that is a really cool microcosm of what we talked about on Sunday. We're not really here to argue about the story or even try to pinpoint the date and the time that it happened. You know, maybe God made you alive with Christ and you believed the content of the gospel when you came in contact with it when you were a child. And as you grew and you experienced these things and the pain of someone close to you going through a crisis of belief, you responded in a way that said, okay, I'm going to get back to the place where faith is built. And through that church service, the gospel is being rehearsed and God is using that to pull you back and maybe out of some spiritual currents that were trying to take you away and making you question and making you doubt. They were wanting to pull you from Christ. And that rehearsing of the gospel in church and the Holy Spirit moving just had the effect that it protected and guarded and cemented in you in that moment, you know what? Christ is supreme in my life and I'm all the way in. That's really cool. Jen, how about you?
I also grew up, church was kind of a regular part of life. My grandparents were really involved in a large Methodist church in Detroit, and my parents met at an event there. And I just never really thought any different. Church was just a regular part of life. As I look back, I can kind of see places in my life where God was leading me to himself, starting with when we moved away from Detroit and to the suburbs, and our next door neighbors invited me to their VBS at their little Baptist church in town. And I remember my mom getting me a plaque with the Lord's Prayer on it, because I was probably in elementary school, because our church recited the Lord's Prayer every week and I wanted to be able to recite it along with everybody. And so probably going into middle school and high school, I really enjoyed music and started adding some Christian music to my repertoire, and that led to there was a Christian music festival at Asbury Seminary in Kentucky. And so my parents were troopers, and they took a group of us along with our minister to this outdoor music festival. And there was a speaker there, and I don't remember his name, but I remember he was talking about he started singing these popular commercial jingles, and everybody was kind of joining in and singing along and really into it. And then he started reciting Bible verses, and suddenly the enthusiasm level dropped, because we weren't able to recite those quite as readily. And as a, you know, proper 80s kid who was really into music and movies and TV and all of those things, that just really convicted me that I knew more about these things that really don't matter and aren't really that important. I knew those things a lot more than I knew God's word. And even though I don't remember ever not believing in God, and I'd heard these things, you know, all through my life, but that just really made me hear for the first time about needing to have a personal relationship and how Christ died for me and how I needed him in my life.
Thank you guys for being willing to share those stories. I love hearing how they're all so similar and yet also so different, and just the ways in which God drew all of you and worked in different ways in your lives. That's so encouraging. And I hope as you listened, you felt built up by hearing that and spurred on to recall your own story. I know this has been a little bit of a different Extra Point podcast this week, but I hope it's been encouraging for you, and I hope that we'll see you this weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.